Welcome back to the Aggressively Annoying Positive Podcast. What's up, guys? How's it going? I hope you're all having an absolutely splendid week. I'm doing pretty good, kind of just chilling. I was supposed to be in the really nice podcast recording studio, but then I got there, and I haven't been there in, like, 3 months, or no, longer, like, 5 months, and I was like, I don't know what any of these buttons do, so I left, and I came back to the library and recorded here, so hopefully, next week, we can be back in the studio and the sound quality will be so much better. But for now, we're gonna stick with the library so that way we can get an episode out this weekend. So, Valentine's Day is coming up. That's pretty cool. I guess, I don't know. It's not my favorite holiday, but, you know, it's a holiday nonetheless. So people are usually in a better mood. Because, you know, it's something different. It's not just a normal Tuesday. It happens to just be Valentine's Day, so you can, you know, eat chocolate and get flowers, stuff like that. But, you know, this is another holiday where people expect gifts. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm a broke college kid, and I forget things all the time. These two things don't go well around the holidays. But I'm on the ball this year, okay, guys? I got this. With advice for you. I don't have any gifts yet. But it's a start, and, like, I got something. So today, I'm gonna offer some advice for generic holiday gifts, because I feel like Christmas is own, like, subcategory of gift-giving that's very complicated, because, like, it's, I don't know, I feel like the stress is just, it's just, the stakes are so high, you know? But Valentine's Day is a little better. It's a little more under the radar, you could say. And I also feel like everybody gives the same things to each other on Valentine's Day, so you guys are gonna get a little advice to try some new things, so that way, you know, everyone's not walking around with the same Build-A-Bear teddy bear and same package of chocolate, things like that, although those are solid gifts, 10 out of 10. But these gifts are not just for Valentine's Day. They'll work for basically any holiday, but I was like, you know, Valentine's Day is, I think, tomorrow by the time this episode comes out, so here we are. So without any further ado, let's get into this. Let's start with cheap gifts, okay? I'm talking things you can buy at Walmart, all right? I'm a college kid. It's where I spend most of my time when I'm not studying, okay? I sometimes have to go on trips there for fun, you know? That's a solid Friday night for me. So let's break this down into things that we can get there. Let's start there. So I had the absolute pleasure of going on Walmart.com, and let me tell you, they make it so easy. I just searched up gifts in the search bar, and Walmart was like, Emily, let me help you. Who are you shopping for? What's their age? What are they like? What's your price range? And I was like, wow, thank you, Walmart. That's so nice. It was so cool. It wasn't just like, here are your all generic gifts that Walmart sells. They literally, you could, like, filter the results to who you were buying it to. And I was like, wow, you just made it so much easier. They're not even going to need this episode. But you know what? Please stay. So, but, you know, Walmart.com makes it easy. Recommend it. So, like, I was looking for a pretty broad range of gifts for, like, max $20. You know, I feel like once things get into the above $20 range, I'm like, you know, do I really like them that much? You know, it's kind of one of those things. But something about that $15 to $20 range is so good, you know? You can do so much with it, but not too much where it's like, oh my gosh, you know? But it's just enough where you're like, wow, I am special. So, obviously, while I was searching on Walmart.com, they're advertising their Valentine's Day stuff. So there was all sorts of, like, chocolates and candies and teddy bears and fake flowers you can get. But let's dive a little deeper. Let's go to the best underrated gifts. I'm talking socks, okay? I know socks are kind of basic, but they're amazing if you know exactly what you're looking for and what and who you're shopping for. Because they can be so personal, you know? They can also, like, be perfect in a not personal way, in like a white elephant situation. If you don't know what that is, it's basically where everybody just gets a random gift and then you all like sit in a circle and you pick out random gifts and you swap and you steal. It's pretty cool. Recommended around Christmas time because it's a great way to do like a Secret Santa sort of thing, but very low stress and low pressure situation. But socks are amazing because they're practical, they're comfy, and they're also fun. You know, 10 out of 10 gift, because you can get them based on TV shows, on characters, on colors, just on comfort level. Like, they're just great, you know? Get people socks for holidays. People are like, oh, you know, I got socks, you know, whatever. No, you should be more excited. You got socks, okay? You are lucky. You know, socks, they're great. Number two, there's also mugs. Here's the thing, though. There's rules with this. Mugs are kind of generic, just like socks, but there are also cool mugs. But let me make myself clear and a little more specific as to the rules on this. If you're getting someone a mug, make sure they don't have 30. There's no point in having 31 mugs. You know, there's no reason. No one needs that many liquids. That's ridiculous. But if you're going to get them a mug, even if they already have 30, gotta make sure it's cool. If you're getting them, like, a mug with their initial on it or some random saying like live, laugh, love, stop. Immediately put it back on the shelf. Not worth it. You know, unless it's like a joking live, laugh, love gift, that's funny. Always appreciate those. But if you're genuinely looking at this and you're like, oh my god, wow, it's got their initial on it, do not get it for them. Please don't. Like, I understand that some households are like, oh my god, it's really cute when all their mugs match. Like the family mugs, those are cool. But if you're just getting one person, one mug with their one initial on it, it's just kind of random, I'm not gonna lie. People would much prefer a super cool mug, which is why you gotta get them a super cool mug. If you're making the solid investment of getting a heat-sensitive mug with lightsabers on it that glow when you pour a steaming hot liquid into it, do it. That's a great gift, okay? 10 out of 10. But if you're just getting them a mug with their initial on it, or it's not something super cool, I recommend moving to something else. Just because, like, cool mugs are better than lame mugs. Moving on to another thing I found on Walmart.com. This is so cool, and I've never heard of it before. And if anyone got this from, no matter who it was from, even like a sworn enemy, I think it would be the coolest thing in the world. For $5.98, you can get a gummy Lunchables box. You know those, like, the Lunchable with the cheese and the crackers? They make a gummy version. I don't know what you would do with that, but do with that what you wish. It's pretty cool, even as just a gag gift, because it's a Lunchable in candy form, which is so strange, and I had no idea it even existed. So, as much as I love Walmart, deep down, I'm an Amazon girl. Love Amazon, okay? They got all sorts of cool stuff on there. They also are really good with getting gifts and helping you find things like that. But, you know, there's blankets, and those are cool. But again, like the mugs, if the person has several, you know, it's not necessary. You don't need 27 blankets. I mean, everyone wants them, but you don't necessarily need them. Unless they're, like, a replacement or it's really, really cool. Again, you know, if you're getting someone a super cool blanket, recommend. But my go-to gift, and I think my friends have realized this, is candy. The greatest cheap gift is candy. Just like a big old box of candy is amazing. No one's gonna say no to a big box of candy. It's candy, okay? And it's not Halloween, so you're not getting it for free. Someone got you a huge box of candy. That's amazing. But there's a catch. You can't just, like, show up with a bag and be like, oh my god, here's a big old bag of candy, and it's like a grocery bag, you know what I mean? The key to cheap gifts is the packaging, okay? You don't just, like, throw candy at them. You gotta wrap that stuff and make it all look all pretty. You know those gift boxes that are, like, based on the five senses? They're super cool. There's, like, a candle for your, like, your sense of scent or whatever. Your sense of smell, not sense of scent. That's silly. It's like, here's some food and here's something cool to look at. Things like that. Another cool cheap thing to do is those five senses things. But like I said, most important thing is wrapping. No matter how you wrap it, like, it's still the same. But for some, like, think of it like this, right? Think of it like buying soap or candles. The fancier they look, the more expensive they are. But deep down, it's still just soap. You just feel way fancier using the expensive soap, you know? If you wrap something cheap in a fancy way, you're golden. It's perfect. So recommend that. Like, you know, so like a cute little tote, not a tote, like a cute little bin or something that you got from like the dollar store. You can put like that confetti crinkly paper in the bottom of it, and then you fill it with like candy, and you throw in maybe like a cute little keychain, or like, you know, if the person likes to paint their nails, you throw in some nail polish or like little things like that, and then just a bunch of candy. It's perfect. It's candy. I recommend it. But, you know, let's not forget another important category of gift giving, and that is homemade gifts. Everybody go make a cute little coupon book for your mom that says, like, I will do the dishes, or I will do the laundry, or I will vacuum. I've probably made like 7 of those in my lifetime. They're perfect, okay? They're great. But, you know, I'm talking like actual homemade gifts here. They're a little time consuming, but they're so thoughtful and very sentimental. They're very sentimental. They're a perfect gift, if you ask me. And Pinterest is a great resource for this. So I definitely recommend scrolling through Pinterest if you need ideas. Because they can, like, they're kind of like Walmart.com in a way, where they're, like, you can be so specific. You can be like, homemade gifts for my friend that loves Minecraft. And they will find 30,000 people who were also like, here's my homemade gift for my friend who loves Minecraft. So Pinterest, great. You can be as specific or as vague as you want. Pinterest always has tons of ideas. There's another one. There's two more ideas I've got. Number one is, don't forget that doing something for someone is also a gift. Be like, hey, I brought you this coffee. Or like a cute old married couple or something. Be like, I washed the dishes or I made dinner. Just like taking the pressure off someone else is so nice and very thoughtful. So even if it's like, you know, the day before the holiday and you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot it was their birthday, then you can just like be like, hey, you know what? I did your chores for you today, or I did this, or I brought you a coffee on my way in from work kind of thing. Recommend. Doing something for someone else is a very easy way to do a gift when you forgot about it. Number two, this one's really sweet, a little more time consuming, but it's really nice if you have the time to do it. And it's a callback to a previous episode. Woop, 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 woop. Letters. Ta-da! Look at that. But specifically, a bunch of letters. Just like a bunch of pre-written, waiting to be open. And it's, I also got this from Pinterest. I love Pinterest, guys. I scroll through Pinterest all the time. It's one of those open when prompts kind of thing. So basically, you give them a stack of like, I don't know, 7 to 10 or like 7 to 5, like, you know, I feel like 7's one of my favorite numbers, so you always gotta start with 7. But you give them a stack of letters, and they just say on the envelope, open when you're sad, or open when you're having a great day, or open when you're really excited, or when you're tired. Pinterest has tons of prompts for this, guys. It's great. Love Pinterest. That's my number one piece of advice with gift giving, Pinterest. But basically, you just give them a whole bunch of letters, and then they can decide when to open it, but you kind of just have a, like, this nice, thoughtful stack of letters, and, you know, maybe include some chocolate or something, because candy. But yeah, just like a nice stack of letters is another great thing to do, and if you forgot about it, like, forgot about the holiday, or forgot about their birthday, another very easy to get before the day kind of thing. Takes time, but doesn't require as much planning as other things. Because with like Amazon and Walmart, you gotta wait for that stuff to come in. So you have to be ordering it in your Amazon cart about a week before you actually need it. But, you know, I forget things. So I gotta have things ready for when I don't remember their birthday, or I don't remember the holiday. Well, another thing to remember is that the thought counts, okay? Even if your gift isn't the most extravagant thing in the world, or doesn't look super pretty because you are really bad at wrapping, my dad has me wrap all of my mom's Christmas gifts around the holidays. It's very funny because he just can't do it. But he's like, hey, you know, I got it. I'm on the money. I got the present. I just can't wrap it. But always remember that it's the thought that counts, and you can, you know, have your friends help you wrap stuff if you need a little assistance with that. But yeah, speaking of wrapping, that just about wraps up today's episode. So let's, sorry, that was so cheesy, but I was like, that's perfect. Let's go. Let's move on to today's national holiday and the fun fact. Let me tell you guys, I read this and I freaked out. Started laughing. I thought it was hilarious. And then I got to do more research and it was even funnier. Today's national holiday actually spreads out throughout this whole week. It's National Jell-O Week, guys. Go eat some gelatin and have a great day. Ready for this? The fun fact is the kicker. This is my favorite part. This made me start rolling over and laughing. Did you know that Utah is famously known for, like, eating the most Jell-O? And in 2001, the Utah State Legislature voted to name Jell-O its official state snack. If you Google Utah's state snack, it's Jell-O. That's amazing, okay? That's really cool. I wish that I had Jell-O as my state snack. So yeah, that officially wraps up today's episode. I hope you all have a lovely week. I hope you eat lots of Jell-O. And I might go enjoy myself and have some dining hall Jell-O just to celebrate this momentous occasion. Don't forget to follow the podcast Instagram @positivepodcasts. And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Bye!